Noah has a testimony that he wants to share, and I think this goes in line with I think what the Lord wants to do a little bit in our hearts and in our lives today. And even as you group up in a little bit to pray for one another and pray with each other, this is just a powerful story. And so I'm just going to speak this out because Noah's an amazing young man, and obviously he's a kid. What grade are you in?
Fourth.
Yeah, it's not fourth anymore. You're getting older, so it's a fifth. And you know, so it's not just like here's a fifth grader sharing something with us. No, he's a part of the body, and God speaks through kids, through older people. I mean, we already had Ed up here, you know, speaking to us, so that was good. Even though he's a kid at heart. But Noah's going to share, and so I want you to really pay attention to what Noah shares and the testimony and the work that God did in his life, because I believe there's a strong challenge for all of us this morning. I know there's already a strong challenge for me in it already. So why don't you share?
Okay, thanks. So maybe like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, my friend came over from Georgia. My friends, and they're really big into Pokemon. I used to be a Pokemon fan, but not really anymore, but it kind of got me back up to it. So we kept going to the Out of the Box in Zealand and buying some Pokemon packs. And I won't share all the details, but in a pack, I found this amazing card that was worth like $100, at least $400. But my grandma, before all this, she had sent me some links on what Pokemon is, and like some of them were bad. Well, all of them, actually. And after I got that card, we looked at it. When their friends are gone, after they left, and we looked at the things, and it was in the car, and it was just like the Pokemon is evil. It's just my conviction. And anyway, so I was like, and I have some other ones. I was like, you can burn them all except for that one. And it was just hard for me for that one, I guess, because I love money. I love money. I just say I love it. My dream is to become a millionaire, and it just, anyway, so it was really hard for me, and I remember this story about the lady who burnt that $12,000 crystal, which really helped. So it kind of helped. So that night we had a little fire, and, so I got all the Pokemon cards, and so we burnt them, and the bad one was last, and we took it out of Dad's safe because he had put it in there, and that $400 card, I just threw it in the fire, and immediately, I don't know if it was just the smoke or not, but like the whole can turned brown and the smoke was like pitch black.
Wow.
So I don't know if there was like demons inside of it or something attached to it, but so it was hard for me, but I did it. I forgot about this part. So right away when I said I was going to do that, I felt joy and peace. And after God blessed me, I won a raffle of the new Out of the Box. Parents are blessing me. So it's good. And he really blessed me for that hard decision that I had to make. And he helped me through it.
I so appreciate his honesty. I mean, we all can get to the place where like, we love money, you know, we want money. We want to be comfortable and all that stuff, and could have sold, you know, that card and made hundreds of dollars. But I love your bold obedience, Noah, in just saying, you know what, whatever the cost, here it is. And I know there's struggle in obedience. There's wrestle, at least there's wrestle in my heart. I'm like wrestling, okay, I need to be obedient in this situation. But the joy and the freedom and the life that came after that is so worth it. And the Lord is worth everything. And so I really want us to be challenged by that. And where are there areas in your life that you're holding on too closely? And you're like, this is a little too comfortable. This is something that I love that isn't of the Lord. The Lord is asking us to constantly give things up. To experience the freedom that he wants us to live in. And so even as you circle up in a little bit to pray, if you want to share something that you want prayer for, to let go of, man, share that with your group. That would be powerful.